When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Show brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Rosemary Clooney and Joe Vanuvi. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is a Rolling Stone just arrived from Pebble Beach, California, Bing Crosby.
And I might tell you, this stone doesn't get nearly the role it used to.
No.
Well, we're back in Hollywood here again, Ken, the city that gave the world the road to battle.
Oh, yes, sir. Lucky world.
Oh,
lucky,
happy, happy world.
Golly, Bing, you ought to be happy. Right. Your annual golf tournament up at Pebble Beach was a great success.
Yes, everything, Ken, did seem to go beautifully. Matter of fact, there was only one harsh note.
Oh?
One sour situation.
Oh, what was that?
Well, as you know, Bob Hope didn't win.
Boy, took it pretty hard, huh?
He was very morose. Right after the tournament, I found him in the bathroom playing tic-tac-toe on his wrist with a razor blade.
No kidding.
Fortunately, it was a very dull blade, and by the time I could open the cabinet to get him a sharpened, he lost his nerve.
But Bob, after all, is a pretty good golfer.
Yes, he is.
I'm surprised he didn't win some sort of a trophy,
Well, that baffles me, too, Ken, because he did do a lot of practicing, and besides that, he used two caddies.
Two caddies?
Yes, one to carry the clubs, one to carry him. Believe me, the caddy that was toting Hope had a load, I know, because I carried him through several pictures.
Yeah.
And I include the latest. The latest of which is The Road to Bali.
Oh, yes. That's in Technicolor.
Yes,
isn't
and
it?
Of course, Dolly Lamour's in the picture.
Well, you can't knock that.
Gonna knock Lamour when you can kick over, huh? Now, Ken, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to bring on our first guest this evening. A young lady who's been favoring us with frequent visits lately. The Crown Princess of Song, the Kentucky Canary, the star of Paramount's forthcoming Technicolor musical, the stars are singing, Miss Rosemary Clooney. There you are. You do, sir. Hi, Rosemary.
Hello, Bing.
Awful nice of you to journey up to Fort Ord with us last week and help entertain the boys.
Oh, it was wonderful, Bing. And I really got a thrill out of watching Lloyd Mangrum win the golf tournament.
Wasn't that great? Lean, lanky, taciturn, dour Lloyd came through again.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bob Hope tells me that he felt so bad after the tournament that you tried to cheer him up by slashing his wrist.
No, no. I was just opening a vein to relax him a little. I tell you, Rosemary, I think if I'd had some Novocaine, I could have completed the whole operation. I might have flown Jack the Ripper in there.
Well, Bob shouldn't be upset. After all, everybody can't win in the tournament.
Well, of course not. While we're on the subject, I might mention some other golfers who came through to win trophies and money. Willie Goggin and Carrie Middlecoff and Bill Hawley.
Oh, Bill Hawley.
Yeah.
He's with Minute Maid Orange Juice, isn't he?
Yes, but tonight we're concentrating on Road to Battle.
Just trying to build you up
Thank
a little.
Thank you. Everything helps. Let's see, who are some other winners we had? Oh, yeah. Jimmy DeMarit, Bo Brummel from Goose Creek, Texas, Ed Crowley, the patron of the townhouse, and Phil Harris.
Oh, did Phil finish fourth or fifth?
He finished fourth with the eight of a fifth. We've got to get off the ground here musically, Rosemary. Would you care to join me in an opening selection?
Beats just standing here and pouting like Hope.
Well, of course. Folks, here's a little thing called the South Rampart Street Parade. All set, men?
Do you hear the beat away down the street?
Hey, do you hear the neat little rhythm of the happy dancing feet? Well, now look there, the people are running and right now. They're going to have a lot of fun, make way, because everybody's coming in. You see a big parade.
Hey, boy, you're really going to celebrate. Hear that, listen to the clarinet. Your feet are really going to palpitate when you are marching around, marching around. Wonderful sound.
Just hear the rat-a-tat. I love to hear the way the little drummer does that.
What a glorious day. My way.
Make room, give me some air. I got a lot of rhythm to spare.
They all swing high, swing low. Everybody's got to do and fall. It ain't fast or slow. Not all hands. Glory, hallelujah, swing that thing.
a girl.
Stop shooting.
The time
they're trying it.
Work.
Untying it.
Tonight.
They're driving it. Reviving it. They're strutting it,
rock cutting
it.
We're joining in the song
and raking it.
Hey, Dan,
not bad. I'm glad you did. Hey, boy, that band is glad.
Your new neon beret, your copy of College Humor?
Oh, no, better. It's General Electric's wonderful 1953 twin system refrigerator food freezer.
Well, verily, you have reason for elation. Amigos, two big appliances in one cabinet. That's this GE for 53. Camping up on top, they got General Electric's genuine 0-degree food freezer. Holds up to 89 packages of frozen food. Keeps food safe up to a year. And down below, in this General Electric gem, there nestles GE's famous moist cold refrigerator. The GE has still more in its bag of goodies. Senor Carpenter, give them those two powerful pluses for 53.
People, the new 1953 GE refrigerator brings you Roto-Cold and Temperator. Roto-Cold's a revolutionary new system of cold air circulation. It keeps food fresher than the first daisies of May to turn a phrase.
Yes, well, turn that one in. But it can't... And the Temperator.
Oh, the Temperator. Ah. The Temperator being controls frost accumulation in your 53 GE. Means you never, never, never have to defrost the refrigerator section. And, of course, thanks to GE's moist cold refrigeration, you don't cover dishes anymore. The cost of this wonderful 1953 General Electric twin system refrigerator food freezer, only about $4.46 a week after a small down payment.
Boys and girls, tango on down to your GE dealers and see this dazzler. It's the biggest step in refrigeration since the Iceman walked off the wrong end of the back porch. Like. Now Rosemary Clooney returns to sing a new song, and it's from her new picture, too. The stars are singing. It's titled Lovely Weather for Ducks.
That's it.
I'm sure all the ducks listening will quack real crazy over this. You ready, Clooney?
Yes, Cross. I'll slip into my web wedgies and we're off.
Well, get ready, John. The orchestra for this number is flying in V formation with a honker in the van.
Good life seems to have missed us, and there's no kick thinking of Christmas. Just keep your chin up, brush your troubles away. There is always some cheer in every shower. Think of the good, it does a flower. So let's find the bright side to every stormy day. When it's pouring rain and people complain and things aren't worth a shot, don't you yell, just say, well, lovely weather for ducks. When it's freezing snow about 0 or so and the icy sidewalk glares, don't get cold feet, just repeat, lovely weather forbear. Though all your cares seem double, there's good in every bag. Don't sneer at old man trouble, and he'll go away mad. When your shoelace breaks and your toothache aches and you need a few more bucks, don't you pout, just sing out. Heavenly weather for what could be better, for lovely weather for ducks. Though all your cares seem double, there's good in every bag. Don't sneer at old man trouble, and he'll go away mad. When your shoelace breaks and your toothache aches and the ball game costs $2, don't you yell, just say well. Heavenly weather for what could be better, for lovely weather for ducks. Heavenly weather for what could be better, for lovely weather for ducks.
Very nice, Rosemary. Oh, I love this, Rosemary. Now, I suppose I should get to work here. I've got a ballad that's highly recommended by Mr. Tubby Guerin, the eminent song plugger. You know, Mr. Guerin, when he puts his stamp of approval on a song, it's like the Hallmark on silver, or like Cadillac on a radiator. It's just like the good housekeeping seal of approval on a tin of rattlesnake meat. The selection which Mr. Guerin is pushing currently is called Heart and Soul.
With you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, and I lost control and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Just look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole,
passages were, of course, courtesy of Buddy Cole. Folks, novelty, knick-knack, and nonsense time has arrived here, which means, of course, that our violin soloist is about to have the spotlight fall upon him. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the frilly fiddler from Philly, Mr. Joe Venuti.
Where's Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Is this the place?
What are you going to play for us tonight, Joe?
I really don't know.
I really don't know.
If that was the song title, I'd be all set.
Well, you're going to think of something. You're going to think of something to play, aren't you, Joe?
Would you care for a little Hot Canary?
Well, I just ate, but I think maybe somebody else might be interesting.
This number is for the birds, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Tonight we're having a ducks, canaries. Well, let's hear it, Joe.
At the finish of this selection,
yes,
I lay an egg.
Don't think he won't do it either.
Cloudy and gray. I don't mind the gray skies.
Oh, you're safe there in the booby hatch.
Oh, no, man. I have a General Electric automatic tumbler clothes dryer.
Glad you're not so crazy after all.
You bet not. Why, wash day weather worries vanish forever when you have a General Electric clothes dryer. You simply dry your clothes indoors. There's no more rain, sleet, or snow to bother you. No more dirt to soil your dry goods.
Ken, you strew pearls of wisdom in your impassioned path. Indeed, out of the warm embrace of this General Electric dandy, clothes come sunshine fresh, richened through and through with a pure, refreshing breath of clean air. That's due to a little piece of wizardry known as an ozone lamp hidden away inside the dryer.
And being in a General Electric clothes dryer, lovely colors don't fade like they do when hung in the blast of a hot sun.
Oh, blast. My Cerise Plus 4s will be saved. Partners, next damp day, slosh down to your GE dealers and get a very personal demonstration of this General Electric automatic tumbler clothes dryer. Costs you only about $2.80 a week after a small down payment. We've got an old chestnut here we'd like to do for you now. I like these oldies myself, and sometimes I find a similar response from the audience. This is called I Never Knew. We've got Buddy Cole in the rhythm section. Nick the Tool, Perry Bodkin. Go.
I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I couldn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do. I can't sleep and I just can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I couldn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do. Can't sleep, and I just can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you.
Song called I Never Knew. Rosemary, do you have a song for us?
Yes, I thought I'd do You'll Never Know.
I never knew you'll never know. Welcome to confusion time. Once you climb into the squirrel cage, well, let's move right in here, Rosemary.
I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love.
Would loaf in the parlor while his wife did the dishes.
Oh, Ken, such a rascal would cut the propeller off an urchin's space patrol beanie,
yeah.
I think. But you will concede that dishwashing is hardly what you'd call a barrel of laughs.
Oh, no, dishwashing's awful. But that's why General Electric invented a great automatic pre-rinsing dishwasher to wipe out dishwashing entirely.
And how wonderful this General Electric dandy does the job. My friends, all you do is brush the loose food off the dishes, pop everything, silver, glasses, pots, pans, and pastry cutter in the dishwasher. You turn it on, that's all. And you and the sweet lady hie off for a merry evening of reverie at the local movie emporium.
Back in your kitchen, under the counter, this General Electric dishwasher pre-rinses, washes, and double-rinses your dishes. And then, for a glistening finale, dries them in heated air. And when dishes are clean GE style, they are hygienically clean. That's because they're washed in water hotter than your hands can stand.
Capital, Ken, and I understand this General Electric dishwasher carries more crockery than a cafeteria busboy.
Yeah, that's right. It holds a complete family service for 8 or a formal service for 6.
That's a bundle, too, a formal service. Gee, Willikin. Amigos, twist your GE dealer's arm till he yields you a wonderful General Electric automatic pre-rinsing dishwasher. Costs you only about $3.82 a week after a small down payment. Now, Miss Clooney and I would like to offer the sentimental ballad, Something to Remember You By.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be.
charms till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
Some little something. Meaning love cannot die.
Meaning love cannot die.
No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you.
Night and day for you. It will see me through. Like a charm till your return. Give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me.
That represents our closer for this evening, folks. My thanks to Rosemary, to Joe for guesting this evening. I don't know who our guests are going to be next week, but perhaps Mr. Carpenter will have some news on that in a moment. Hope to see you next week, though. And in the meantime, remember that fabulous General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Thank you and good night.
The show for General Electric was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Kay Starr. Friends, your blood is urgently needed for hospitalized combat veterans at home and abroad, for civil patients and supplying armed forces. The blood you give through your Red Cross may save a life. Call your local Red Cross chapter now for an appointment and keep it.
This is the CBS Radio Network.